And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Y'all, I'm talking about covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one right here. This one, Alabama. And I mean to say, we cover like we were like way down south of Birmingham, like way up north of Huntsville, like Tuscaloosa, like all the way to Gadsden and parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and Mississippi all thrown in just for good measure. Hey, listen, I'll tell you what. I gotta pause momentarily and tell you else who does some amazing things. And that's our friends at a group called the Elm Foundation. The Elm, E-L-M, the Elm Foundation. They're based out of Huntsville. They're a 501c3, a nonprofit. And listen, I mean, here we are at year end. This is when a lot of folks consider their year end giving. Let me just most highly recommend to you, if you're not sure where you want to place your charitable giving, you might want to take a look at the Elm Foundation. So you can find them on their website. They're based in Huntsville, so it's ElmHSV, ElmHSV.org. And what they do is amazing things with getting people off the streets, with giving them, you know, a sense of self-worth, with giving them the idea of dignity through work and hard work and having accountability. Yeah, this is not just government throwing money at something and hoping it sticks and, you know, putting you on some kind of a welfare program. No, this is like, hey, here's how you do it. Here's how we're going to help you do it. And here's how we're going to hold you accountable while you do it. And they are literally changing people's lives by returning them to productivity. And so let me just encourage you, check out the Elm Foundation, Elm Foundation at elmhsv.org. All right, number two on the Triple Dipper, I'm calling this national insecurity. We've done this several times. You know, you take a walk in Biden's world, and it can get kind of insecure if you're not. I mean, I know where my confidence lies, if you know what I'm saying. And I have a firm belief in the strength and the underlying resilience of the salt of the earth Americans that make up the vast majority of this nation. But I will tell you right now that the top of the line, the policymakers, the wonks who enact policy that impacts us on a security level, I got no confidence in this Biden administration. None. None. Nanya. Nada. Zip. Zilcho. And I say that because I'm looking and I say it all the time, but it's apparent to me that our current president has never led anything in his entire life. He's never led a thing in his entire life. Plus, he negotiates from a position of weakness. What can I give you so you won't do bad things? Can I give you something? If I give you $10 billion, Iran, will you start being nice? If we do, okay, you promise? Okay, all right, I'm going to give you some, but you're going to be nice, right? I mean, that's, if we're going to continue to negotiate from that position of weakness, then we're going to continue to see bad actors rearing up and bowing up on us. And, Bermer, did you find that article I was talking about? What'd you find?
Yeah, USS Thomas Hudner.
All right.
It was a Burke-class destroyer shot down a drone from Yemen in the Red Sea.
From Yemen.
Uh-huh.
Well, that just, okay, well, that was perfect. I just saw a headline, asked Boomer to check it out and tell me what it was. That was today?
On Wednesday. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep, that's today.
yeah, that's today. I'm sorry, you just put it up on the screen.
Yeah, put it up on the screen
now. I see
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
All right, thank you, brother. Arleigh Burke-class destroyer shot down a drone from Yemen in the Red Sea. Let me just point something out. I have a series of articles that I will stage in the order in which they were published. February 5th of 2021. Phil, why are you going back 2 years? Because it's important. So AP reported this. President Joe Biden's administration is moving to revoke the designation of Yemen's Houthis as a terrorist group. Why? Why? Why would you do that? So what had happened was in the previous administration under Trump, we designated the Houthis, which is a faction, a radical faction within Yemen, we designated them as terrorists. Why? Because they have been attacking a number of different airports and other things and destroying infrastructure in and around the Arabian Peninsula. And so we're like, all right, you are a terrorist. Well, of course, you know, anything Trump had to go away. So what happens? By the way, that was also, if you remember, think back to this. The Middle East, Trump, we moved the embassy in Israel to Jerusalem. We had the Abraham Accords. Do you remember the massive state visit with Trump to Saudi Arabia? The pomp and circumstance and the greetings and, Yes, I know that Saudi Arabia has a checkered past with some but Saudi Arabia is still a force to be reckoned with, and we saw a greater accord with Saudi Arabia than we had ever seen. And then Biden gets in, and what's the first thing he does? Well, I'm talking, this is February 2021. When was Biden sworn in? I think it was like a week before that. So the Biden administration gets in, and the first thing they do, State Department rescinds the terrorist designation of the Yemeni Houthis. Why does that matter? Well, it was also something that Saudi Arabia really didn't like. They were not pleased because Saudi Arabia has been in an ongoing battle with the Houthis on their border for years. And the idea that we were building relations with Saudi Arabia, building the Abraham Accords, strengthening our allies, and putting in place things that would diminish the capacity of our enemies. And what's Biden do? He walks into office and he immediately goes, you know, I think we're not going to call them terrorists anymore. And of course, Saudi Arabia is standing there with their perplexed look, trying to figure out why that just happened. All right, that was February 2021. Fast forward, October of this year, 2.5 years later, Fox News. Critics have urged the United States to consider reclassifying the Houthis in Yemen as a terrorist organization, as the Iran-backed militia has mounted its attacks against Israel and U.S. military assets. Oh, that's right. This is an Iranian-backed militia. Oh, another proxy of Iran. So basically, Iran funds the Houthis, Hezbollah, and Hamas, and factions within Syria. Well, now. It says, quote, in a word and indeed, the Houthis in Yemen are proving to the world their connectivity to Iran's axis of resistance and why they should have remained on the terrorist list, said a guy named Benam Bin Talablu, a senior fellow at the Foundation for Defense of Democracies. Senior Pentagon officials, it says on Monday, which is three weeks ago, discussed an expected, quote, significant escalation of attacks on U.S. troops in the Middle East as tensions were flaring following Hamas, a terrorist attack on Israel that killed 1,400 people, and the subsequent retaliation in Gaza. Reminder, the Trump administration named them in January 2021 a terrorist organization. A month later, the Biden administration took that down. 2.5 years later, people are saying, could you please? Well, okay, let's fast forward. November 8th. All right, that was October 25th. Hey, we need you to redesignate them. We need you to. And November the 8th, BBC. Yemeni's Houthi rebels have shot down a U.S. military drone. Okay, now they're taking out American assets. One of our MQ-9 Reaper drones shot down by the people who are not terrorists. That's who we're dealing with in the White House right now. That's who we're dealing with in the Pentagon. If I take those three stories, well, I'll take it four stories. Let's do the four story because today the story comes out. Boomer just pulled it for me. You've got one of our Arleigh Burke class destroyers had to shoot down a drone from Houthi rebels in Yemen. And it was a self-defense shootdown. So you have to look at this and go, this is like an encapsulation of the Biden security policies. This is where we are under the Biden administration. Well, that was Trump, so we can't do that. And I don't care that it helped us with our relations with our allies and that they're backed by Iran. We're gonna suck up to Iran. We need to suck up to Iran. We need to give them billions more dollars and take their friends off the terror watch list. Yeah. And then, you know, next thing you know, people are saying, could you please put them back on the terror watch list because they're bad. And then the next thing you know, they're shooting down our drones and trying to run drones towards our naval vessels. Yeah, Biden administration, national insecurity. Then there's the fact that Biden's meeting with China today. Whoop, whoop. That's going to be fun. That's all good. I mean, it's a big, you know, high-stakes meeting. They keep calling it high-stakes meeting in San Francisco. By the way, I'll talk about that more in a little bit when I get in the next segment after we do the Grand Council. But yeah, Biden comes in, and there's no American flags on any of the streets, but somehow the streets are lined with Communist China flags. What? Yes. They cleaned up San Francisco, by the way. The homeless are gone. Where'd they go? We don't know. I don't know. But they're gone. They're no longer to be seen. The streets have been cleaned. All the feces are no longer there. And the communist flags are flying. And that's awesome. And Biden is now meeting, and I can't help but wonder, what's he giving away today? Well, he's been giving away other stuff. Story here on Fox News. I'll take this right before the break. Story here on Fox News, Dateline today. Biden hands China a big win with a military deal, experts say. Incredibly poor decision. Now, this one, I'll be honest with you, this one got legs. This story's got a little hair on it. Says President Biden is set to strike a deal with China that would limit the use of artificial intelligence and nuclear weapons. First of all, I don't want artificial intelligence to have nuclear weapons. Don't want it. But do we believe that China's going to stop? I don't know. Some are saying, yeah, we gotta make this deal now because we cannot have an arms race that has like nuclear weapons mixed with, you know, Skynet becoming self-aware. At the same time, you've got a guy named Phil Siegel, the founder of a Center for Advanced Preparedness and Threat Response Simulations. Okay, big name. But he told Fox News that major powers like Russia should be involved in the pact as well. And he said, I predict they'll make a deal. But then a guy named Christopher Alexander, the chief analytics officer for Pioneer Development, questioned the need for the deal, pointing out the U.S. is going to give up strategic advantage. But the fact is, I just don't trust Biden in this. I feel like he's finding ways to go, we won't. Hey, Xi, we won't do it. We won't do it either. If you'll promise, you promise? You promise you won't do it? I mean, that's Biden foreign policy. Take me to a break, Boomer. I'm just about to scratch something here. National insecurity. We got more. Yeah, there's more. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. We're coming up here in a little bit. We're going to be on the Grand Council with our brethren, Jeff Poor and Dale Jackson. And listen, I got several text messages, and Michelle from Huntsville just clarified. Oh, Michelle, I'm going to go ahead and just eat some crow. I now understand what you were trying to say to me. You said that about boots in the sand. I thought you were doubting that his boots ever got sand on them. She was saying, you clearly missed Bootgate. And okay, I did because I ignored it largely, but I do know what you're talking about. So yeah, there was some kind of kerfluffle about the fact that Ron DeSantis is not super tall and he wears cowboy boots with his suit, and people were calling it Bootgate because they say he's trying to wear, you know, he's trying to wear something that makes him taller. I will be honest with you, just so you know, Michelle, I am quite prone to wear cowboy boots with my suits. And it's just, I mean, boomers see me wear them. And I'm 6'2", so I'm not trying to prove anything, but still, I get it now, Michelle. Is there a healthy plate of crow that I can eat somewhere? Mark from Red Bay says, maybe Biden and Newsom are going to give California to China. Huh? Well, they're already flying the flags. Brian from Huntsville says Iran funds the Houthis. The Biden administration funds Iran by releasing billions. Does that make our administration terrorists? Does cause one to ponder. At least go, hmm. Boyd from Joppa says just because people don't worship, okay, he's not a fan of Trump. He calls him an ugly name. Doesn't mean they're never Trumpers. Okay, that's a good point. What else we got here? I had a text. Where'd it go? I think it must have been on my phone. David from Huntsville, he asked me, Phil, where'd it go? Hang on a second. Let me find it. He says, Phil, You said you would vote for anyone other than Biden. Does that mean you'd vote for Newsom or Michelle Obama? I sent him a turd picture back. All right. All right, listen, back into the national insecurity thing for the next 5 minutes or so. Story here on Fox News, just so you know, the same China we're meeting with. And by the way, I know state leaders have to meet. So I don't fault a president for meeting with another premier or president or prime minister or whatever they have. I don't fault that. But keep in mind, the idea that we continually position ourselves in a position of weakness, trying to see what we can do to buy friendship. At the same time, you got this story. China has conducted a jaw-dropping 180 intercepts against U.S. aircraft since the fall of 2021. Oh, that'd be the Biden administration era. So as to protect the lives of U.S. service personnel and reaffirm their right to operate in international airspace, President Biden must confront President Xi on this issue. Don't hold your breath. Don't hold your breath. These incidents are not isolated hijinks by maverick Chinese pilots. Far from it, it says. The People's Liberation Army operates under a tight leash of the Chinese Communist Party. This behavior is part of a larger political military effort to intimidate the United States and its allies from operating in the Western Pacific. Late last month, it points out, a Chinese jet fighter buzzed within 10 feet. Y'all, you could spit 10 feet. Within 10 feet of one of our B-52 bombers that was flying in international airspace over the South China Seas. How about this? National insecurity. Iran-backed militias attack U.S. forces in Syria 4 times in less than 24 hours. Story on Breitbart came out yesterday. We've been attacked, by the way. Charlene just sent it to me. I think since October 7th, when the Hamas attacks occurred in Israel, the United States forces in the Middle East, we have them in Iraq and Syria especially, have been attacked roughly 55 times. In this case, it says, within 24 hours, 4 attacks on U.S. forces. As American and anti-ISIS coalition forces in northeastern Syria were attacked at least 4 times over the past 24 hours, including rocket and drone strikes on Sunday night, according to U.S. military officials. The attacks were most certainly launched by Iranian proxy forces. Yeah. How about this one? We struck back. National insecurity. U.S. military aircraft attacked 2 facilities in eastern Syria on Sunday in retaliation for the string of attacks on American personnel. This story came out 2 days ago on Defense One. DefenseOne.com says the strikes were proportionate precision attacks. Screw proportionate. How about this? Come at them with overwhelming force. You want to teach somebody a lesson? If they swing a knife at you, pull a gun. If they come at you with 3 people, come back at them with 10. If they come at you with RPGs, come back at them with laser-guided munitions. I'm just saying, there's no reason to have proportionate responses. Just go back and say, well, you shouldn't ought to have done that. Ba-bam, how do you like us now? That's where we need to be. But this is the Biden administration, so don't hold your breath. It says the U.S. military used F-15s to destroy a weapons storage facility in Syria on November 8th. And most recently, they say they can confirm that IRGC, that's the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps, affiliated militia, used the facility that was just struck. They used the facility. I don't know what kind of facility it was. Lastly, do know this. We still have American hostages in Gaza. And even though this is not necessarily in the United States or U.S. forces, it's still U.S. citizens. And this really got me. If you know anybody out there that's, questioning whether Israel's in the right, how about this? Among the U.S. hostages, U.S. citizen hostages in Gaza, at least one of them we know is a toddler. Can you imagine? I mean, who does that? Who on what they even claim to be a battlefield, even though it was not much of a battlefield, who on a battlefield says, take that toddler, that's a good POW? Nah, it's an awful thing. And we know for a fact that one of them, it says in this article from BBC, is a 3-year-old American toddler. 3 years old. All right, folks, national insecurity. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, coming right back with the Grand Council.